Latest news, breaking stories,
expert analysis.
All you need to know in 60 minutes.
This is the Midday Report.
So former Minister of Social Development, Batabile Dlamini, has now paid the costs for that social grant lawsuit. Coles, the Centre for Applied Legal Studies, Black Sash and Freedom Under Law have confirmed that she has paid the costs. That's 650,000 Rand, which was awarded against her personally. You remember the Constitutional Court made the order for her role in the social grants crisis almost 3 years ago. They've been trying to get the money. Nicole Fritz, Executive Officer at Freedom Under Law. Nicole, welcome to the show. Thank you for your time. It's taken 3 years. Nicolaas Bauer cheekily asked me, how did she pay the money? Did she do an EFT or did she give it to you in a Louis Vuitton bag?
I actually can't tell you exactly, Mandy. That was obviously a transaction that was made with the lawyers involved in this particular matter. But we do know that that payment was made. And I think it goes to show that, you know, while it has been a long time in coming, these types of orders, holding personally accountable senior office bearers, such as the former Minister of Social Development, have real purchase and meaning, and that has been shown.
That judgment was significant, the fact that the Constitutional Court found that she had been reckless and grossly negligent and made a personal costs order against her. And you say, obviously, that is important, and it's significant in terms of holding politicians to account.
That is exactly right. So it was the first time that the court had made such an order against the sitting minister. She was, at the time of the order, Minister of Social Development. And it is an important way in which those who renege and fail to honor and discharge their responsibilities in respect of South Africans must pay the price. And certainly somebody holding an office as important as social development and the obligations they have towards those most vulnerable must be discharged with the highest responsibility. And obviously the court's finding was that had not been done.
Nicole, and why did it take so long? What did the minister or former minister give any indication as to why it took 3 years for her to pay this money over?
No, I mean, as the press release indicates, it was a real battle to in fact get those monies paid over. And so it required real doggedness on the part of the lawyers to follow up and ensure that payment was made and an approach had to be made to the sheriff. But ultimately, the arm of the law is long and it does actually have effect. And that is what has been seen.
Mm. Nicole Fritz, Executive Officer at Freedom Under Law, thank you for your time today. Important there, the fact that the former Minister of Social Development, Batabile Dlamini, has now paid the costs for that social grant lawsuit, or part of the costs at least, 650,000 Rand she has paid over. How do you think she paid it? Do you think she did an EFT? Or as some have cheekily suggested, maybe myself, that it might have gone over in a Louis Vuitton bag?